me to overstate how honored and privileged I am to be standing before you today as Attorney General of this incredible state, which I have called home throughout all my life. 2 years ago, I stood on these same steps after marching with thousands of other women demanding equality and representation with the pledge that together we would create a state government that would hear and understand the voices of women in Michigan. So looking around here, seeing who's being sworn in today, I'd say that worked out pretty well. I wanted the people of Michigan to feel like they truly had a government that really cared about them again. And I wanted a government that cared equally about all the people of our state, irrespective of income, race, geography, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, or gender identity. We are all Michiganders, and we are all entitled to equal protection under the law. Every one of us, no matter who we are, with the belief and understanding that the wealthiest CEO from the most powerful corporation doesn't deserve any more rights than the smallest child in the poorest neighborhood. Dignity, respect, and recognition of one's basic humanity. That's not too much to expect from our elected leaders, right? At least I don't think it should be. John Wesley said it best, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, to all the people you can, for as long as you ever can." That's what I would like to use the office of Michigan Attorney General to do. Just to help as many people as I possibly can for the time I have there. To use all the power and all the authority and all the resources just to help as many people in this state as possible. Now, I'm not always going to succeed. Sometimes I'll falter. Sometimes I will fail, but this I will promise. I will always try to do the best I possibly can to bring justice to those who need it most. So thank you to my beautiful family. Thank you to my wonderful sons, Alex and Zach, who have endured a lifetime of being made to wear terrible matching t-shirts. And in the blink of an eye, turned out to be really amazing young men and wonderful people. Thank you to my beautiful wife, Alana, who has stood by me through all of my greatest triumphs and my worst hair days. Thank you to my grandparents, who escaped the horrors of war and somehow ended up in Detroit, where they proved Michigan was a place where even for penniless immigrants, who spoke no English and possessed no skills or education, that their granddaughter could grow up to become the top lawyer in a state of 10 million people. I will do my best each and every day to make you proud and to honor your memories. And lastly, thank you to the people of the state of Michigan for giving me the privilege an honor of standing up in a court of law and having the opportunity to say, Dana Nessel, appearing on behalf of the people. I will never forget why I am there or who I am there to represent. Thank you very much.